Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3472BN. Today's date is October 10th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Obama Clinton Enter the Campaign, Trump Trapped the Deep State on Election Certification. Talk about our health. We've been told our whole lives that wrinkle creams were the easiest way to look younger. Now, one doctor says that's nothing but old news. According to Dr. John Lakey, the world-renowned Beverly Hills expert, most wrinkle fixes on the market are nothing but glorified moisturizers. They hardly make a dent on your appearance, and some can even be harmful to your skin. Recently, Dr. Lakey has focused attention away from mainstream cosmetic practices. Why? So he can pursue a revolutionary anti-aging breakthrough, one that some experts say could empty the wallets of the cosmetic industry. It's almost like Photoshop for your face. You may even be mad after seeing how easy it is to visibly erase your wrinkles from view. Lakey told reporters his personal clients have doubled his new do-it-yourself technique, the Age Rewinder method, because it can take years or even decades off your appearance in under 2 minutes. In light of this amazing breakthrough, Dr. Lakey has released a step-by-step video to the public, free and uninterrupted, where he outlines exactly how to use the simple solution from home. If this helps even one person look younger or feel more confident, I'll be thrilled knowing I helped, Dr. Lakey commented. The video has since gone viral. At first, it was shared by users on Facebook, but since then, it raked up over 2.3 million views and counting. So far, the comment and feedback have been outstanding, with thousands of women reporting they look decades younger. One viewer even commented, "Best results of anything I've used, and I can't believe how well this works. I'll never stop using this. I don't understand how it works, but the results are great. Thank you." So you can find out more about this yourself right now. Go to bhmd1.com/x22. Or click on the link in the description box below. That's bhmd1.com/x22. Now, there's one thing Dr. Lakey asked from his viewers. If watching this video helps you look and feel younger than you have in years, then please share this video with your friends and loved ones. Together, we have the power to help as many women reclaim a youthful look as possible. Go watch the video at bhmd1.com/x22 right now, or just click on the link in the description box below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now in trouble like we've never seen before. Remember, Trump and the Patriots, they wanted the people of this country to see the agenda of the deep state, of the D's. Those people also who are hiding behind the curtain. And the only way to actually show the people and to convince the people that these people are evil, these people want to destroy the country, these people want to destroy the Constitution, they want to get rid of your rights, your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, and the rest of your rights. The only way to do it was to bring the people down this path. And the only way to bring the people down the path is you needed to allow the deep state to do what they do best. He allowed them to move forward with their 16-year plan, because the people of this country would not believe it otherwise. And as we go down this path, there are more and more people waking up, and this is the deep state's worst nightmare, because once people are awake, they start to think logically. When they start to think logically, they do research. When they do research, they start to ask questions. So when the deep state players are bringing up all the different issues like climate change, or, inflation's really not here, even though you're feeling it, inflation's fixed. Oh, the borders aren't really open. They're shut, where we're stopping half of the people coming in, you know, because we reduced the amount, even though we reduced it from our high. Oh, what's happening out in the Middle East? It's not really war. Don't really look at that. That's not really happening. Nobody is actually believing them. Same thing with what's happening with the hurricanes. No one is believing FEMA. No one's believing what they're saying on their website, because the people, they're demanding proof. The people now, they're just not going along with what the government says. Because people have learned since COVID, since they've been going after Trump, the deep state players, the fake news, they lie to the people. And the people now, they like to go really deep in their questions when they're questioning the government. And the government, they get pissed off and angry. Actually, the reporters now are asking Mayorkas about this Afghan guy who was going to disrupt the elections. And they said, "Hey, by the way, this guy was a CIA guard. You know, did you know anything about this?" Mayorkas was getting pissed off, didn't want to answer the question. Because remember, their plan was to introduce the narrative of terror that the elections were going to be interrupted by a foreign entity and there was going to be chaos on the ground. Because again, what do they want? They don't want to certify the elections. But you have to remember, going back in time, Trump trapped them in all of this because once again, he tricked the Democrats into passing a law which took their ability away, where they, the vice president, had the ability to send the results back to the states saying we're not going to certify because there's anomalies in the election results. And he made it a really big deal with Pence, and he forced the Democrats into changing the law, which means he trapped them in the end. Because who's the vice president right now? It's Kamala Harris. She no longer has that ability. Now, of course, they're going to try not to certify it by using other methods. But again, what do you think Trump has done here? He's brought them down a certain path. Because normally what would happen is, oh, the elections were manipulated. We don't believe the results. They can make their case on January 6th. And then Kamala, you know, during January 6th of 2025, she would say, you know what? I'm sending it back to the states. We cannot certify the election. They can't do this now. Now, when they say the elections are manipulated, they just can't send them back to the states. So now they're going to have to go down a different path. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they did this on purpose to send them down this path. And think about it. What is this path that Trump is sending them down? Well, they're going to have to make the case that foreign governments interfere with the election. Most likely, they're going to use their illegals and all the people that they brought into the country to create chaos. They're going to have to say a foreign government manipulated the election, maybe with a cyber attack. All of this is going to lead to what? Maybe having the elections redone, or they're going to be forced to certify them no matter what, because when January 6th rolls around, they'll have no choice. So they might even say, let's bring this, and I'm talking about the D's, because remember, they don't have the ability to send him back to the states on January 6th. So they might say, you know something, the elections were manipulated. They might bring it up to the Supreme Court saying the elections are manipulated. We can't certify these elections. And the Supreme Court might rule, not saying it's going to happen, well, if you can't certify them and they are manipulated, maybe we should do them over. Maybe we should use paper. Maybe we should use one-day voting, because again, it looks like the infrastructure was attacked. Now, again, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're trying to force them down this path, and they're going to make the decision, just like Trump forced them down the path of actually creating a law where the VP can no longer send the results back to the states and not certify the elections. So I do believe this was done on purpose, and now they're trapped in all this. They're also trapped with Kamala. Because remember, they created this individual, this person, and they tried to make it seem like she was the candidate that was going to bring this home. And they created this person out of thin air, just like the central bank creates the currency out of thin air. And they tried to prop her up with everything that they had. And now it is failing like we've never seen before. Now we have Obama, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton joining the campaign to help out, which is very, very interesting, because what happens if they swap out the two candidates? What happens if they swap out Kamala for another black woman? Because remember, they've been telling us she's black, and that's Michelle. And what happens if they swap out the white man for a white woman? Maybe Hillary Clinton. That would be very, very interesting. And how would they do this? Well, it looks like Obama, it looks like Bill Clinton, they're now on the campaign trail and they join the campaign. And what everyone is talking about, and you can see CNN and all the rest, they're already admitting that Kamala is in deep trouble. Do you think her trouble's going to go away? Do you think she's going to get a bump up? No, you know what Trump's doing? He's actually bringing them down this path. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to have the ability to swap her out, but you could see that they're panicking over this. They're like, holy crap, if she stays in, we're screwed. Yes, we know we're going to use the rigging later, but we really want to try to cheat in the election ahead of time. So this way we don't have to, you know, fall back on that type of plan, because they have two plans, I do believe, the pre-election plan and the post-election plan. And They want another debate. They're trying to pump her up. So Trump keeps denying her another debate, which is hurting not Trump. It's hurting Kamala. Trump already has the voters. They're just trying to get more people on her side because they need to make up the difference with the ballots. And Trump is saying, nope, why would I want to do this? I'm already the winner. I already got the people. And he keeps referring to the fights. When the fighter wins, the loser always wants another shot. He says, I'm not giving it to her. That's it. And he's absolutely right. So he's actually bringing them down this path. They're panicking over this. And they're going to have to do something in this late hour. They're going to try Obama on the campaign. They're going to bring Bill Clinton to push the campaign, but it's not going to move at all. They're going to probably make her acting president. They'll probably get rid of Biden one way or another, or they'll force him to step down one way or another. And they're going to hope that that's going to push her into the bracket that they need her to be in. But when it doesn't happen, I do believe that's when they're going to have to make a decision here. And their decision is, do we swap the people out or do we go with the post-rigging plan? And we'll have to see how this plays out. But you can see at this point, they are really panicking and they're very, very worried about this. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the hurricane, because there's a lot of information going around about how the deep state players can modify weather. And it's funny because Marjorie Taylor Greene is out there saying, yes, there is weather modification. Other people are saying there's weather modification. We know there is cloud seeding and other forms of weather modification. But since it was brought up during this hurricane, you could see the fake news, the corrupt politicians, they're really pushing back on this. And what's very interesting, and John Rich put this out, says CBS spreading conspiracy theories on weather manipulation, saying we have trillion-watt lasers pointed at the sky, and scientist Michio Kaku mentions hurricanes at the end of the interview. I thought this was disinformation, right? Marjorie Taylor Greene responded to this and said, they say this is disinformation. They also say humans cause climate change. Is this not climate change? Absolutely. And then, if we go back a little bit in time, we had John Brennan letting everyone know that they can control the weather. Now, Biden, he was out there saying, we're controlling the weather. He says it's beyond ridiculous. It's got to stop. CIA director at the time said, yes, we definitely can control the weather. So they were telling us going back in time that they have the ability to control the weather. Then we have Marjorie Taylor Greene out there on X, and she put this out and says, everyone keeps asking, who is they? Well, some of them are listed on NOAA, as well as most of the ways weather can be modified, because they are required to report it to the Secretary of Commerce by the Weather Modification Act of 1972. The NOAA government website has a library catalog of 1,026 entries of weather modification, but that's not all of them. If your home or business or property is damaged or a loved one is killed by their weather modifications, shouldn't you be eligible for compensation? After all, did they ask if you agreed to our weather being modified? Absolutely not. So there's a lot of evidence showing that they have the ability to modify the weather. And actually, Bill Gates owns many different patents on weather modification. And again, whenever they tell you it's ridiculous, it's a conspiracy theory, and they try to convince you that it's really not happening, it means it's really happening, because everything that they do, and when they fight very, very hard to convince you that it's not happening, that's how you know they're lying to you every single time. Think about how hard they pushed the Russia collusion story, because it was fake. When they push very, very hard, especially the government, especially the fake news, especially the corrupt politicians, that's how you know they're covering something up. And when you start to look at the evidence, you start to see the truth. Just like with FEMA. FEMA is trying very, very hard to convince you that whatever information that you're hearing, those people are on the ground, it's all fake. We're telling you the truth. It's almost like COVID. Oh, no, the CDC put it out. That mask work. Oh, yeah, where's the peer-reviewed documentation? Oh, the CDC put it out. That 6 feet apart works. Oh, where's the peer-reviewed documentation? I mean, now we've come to learn that they lied about everything. The same thing, the FEMA is doing the same exact thing. And they're much more concerned about DEI. They're much more concerned about equity. And everything that they've said in the past is now coming back to haunt them. And the people, again, they're thinking logically. They see it. And DEI, people could see that it's not working everywhere. I mean, think about this. Go back a little bit in time. The New York Times, just a little while back in January of 2024, their article was, "Critics of DEI forget that it works." Fast forward to today, well, actually August 30th, 2024, when everyone started to think logically, everyone started to see that DEI doesn't work. All of a sudden, New York Times, "DEI is not working on college campuses. We need a new approach." So they were all ready to convince you that DEI works, and they've been doing this for quite a while. No, it works. It's great. But then people started to do a little bit of research. People started to show things on X. And all of a sudden, people started to realize DEI is a disaster. You bring in the worst of the worst, and all you have is disaster after disaster after disaster. And that's what people have been seeing. And now the people are pushing back. The people see the truth. And what's very interesting is we could see all these individuals who were attacking Trump with the border and everything that was going on with the children. Remember, Obama built the cages. Obama separated the children from their parents. And what's very interesting, when you go back in time, back to 2020 election, we had Stephen Colbert. He was out there saying it's immoral to vote for Trump because his administration had lost track of 545 migrant children. Now, think about this. He made it a really big deal. He went on air telling everyone he lost 545 children. How could you possibly vote for this person? It's immoral. Well, let's fast forward to today. The Harris-Biden administration has lost track of hundreds of thousands of migrant children, many sold into labor and sex trafficking. So is Stephen Colbert going to come out and say, "Hey, how are you voting for Harris? It's completely immoral." Of course he isn't. He just had her on there. They're all full of it. They're all liars protecting themselves. And everyone can see it. And you know what else you can see? When you go out to Arizona, we had Carrie Lake. She just had a debate with Ruben Gallego, and she destroyed him completely. And what's very interesting during the debate, we've come to find out something which is very, very interesting. And Laura Loomer put this out and said, "I've exclusively obtained their arrest reports and the green card of the father of the Arizona Democrat Senate candidate, Ruben Gallego, who supports open borders. Meet Ruben's convicted felon father who trafficked drugs from the Juarez cartels from Chihuahua, Mexico, in Chicago. His name is Jose Angel Marine Loreno. Below is a copy of the arrest report I have obtained of Gallego's father, who was most recently arrested in Chicago, Illinois on March 3rd, 2024, for battery of a woman. He punches female landlord in the face two times when she asked him why he didn't pay his rent. When she asked to be paid, he beat her up. Ruben also had been accused of beating women. He served as the national security chair for Kamala Harris in 2020 presidential campaign, even though he refuses to close the border and his father worked for the cartels and is still committing crime in the United States as a Mexican immigrant. The Arizona legislator had two sexual harassment cases in 10 years, and one of them was Ruben. He even had a complaint about a hostile work environment and being hostile toward women in the Arizona legislature filed against him. There were many reports of women leaving his office crying when he was in the legislature. And this guy's been in office for 10 years, and he's done absolutely nothing." And Carrie Lake had a debate with him, and she completely and utterly destroyed him. Trump, he put this out on Truth and said the following. "The Trump-endorsed Senate candidate in Arizona, Carrie Lake, crushed her liberal Democrat opponent last night. Radical Ruben Gallego, Carrie will help me secure a border, stop inflation, and make America great again. In-person and absentee voting has now started in Arizona. So get out and vote today." Absolutely. And you could see that the deep state players, they are now panicking. Actually, the first debate, Carrie went to the debate, but Ruben never showed up, and she actually had an empty chair there. And the second debate, it looks like she showed up, but she completely and utterly destroyed him because, again, all she has to do is point out how bad his record is. And basically, he was destroyed in a matter of minutes. And this is what happens when you bring in an outsider that's actually fighting for the people. They show the people, "Look, I'm on your side. I'm going to go after this person with everything that I have." And you could see Kerry's doing it. You can see Trump's doing it. And many, many other people are doing this. Now, what's very interesting is the list of things that we're not allowed to know of is growing daily. And I think eventually what's going to happen at the right time, at the right moment, with optics that are absolutely perfect, we're going to start to see all this information. Scott Adams put this out and said, here's the list of things that we're not allowed to know. Epstein list, Diddy tapes, Harris 60 Minutes full video, FBI attendance at January 6th, who owned the coke at the White House, UFO stuff, JFK assassination files, Crook's phone encrypted apps, Ruth phones. And I think everyone's going to find these things out, and people are going to be utterly shocked when they see the truth of the matter. But again, the deep state players, what are they going to do? They're going to try to use censorship, communication blackout, to try to hide all this information. And I do believe that's exactly what they're planning on. Plus, they don't want people to go back in time to find out information. Remember, we have the Wayback Machine, and people use this to go back in time to find the information on the internet. Even if they delete it, the Wayback Machine has this information. If you notice, the Wayback Machine is continually being attacked. And I think they're trying to shut it down so nobody can go back in time. Disclosed TV put this out on X and said, Internet Archive hacked. A pop-up claims there was a catastrophic security breach, and now the site is down with temporarily offline notice. Plus, we're starting to see a lot of telecom companies. They're having many, many outages, and it's continually happening over and over and over. Microsoft right now has suffered outages, leaving users across the U.S. unable to access Outlook. They're saying this is only happening out in Europe, but people are reporting it in other places. Verizon, once again, has gone down in L.A., New York City, Dallas, Phoenix, and many other areas. It's very, very odd that we're seeing so many outages, which means I do believe the deep state players, they are planning to most likely have major outages. And one way to convince people that these things are real is to build the narrative up, show the people, look at all these outages, get people used to it. And when the real outage comes, which is the communication blackout, people will go, holy crap, see, these companies have been having problems. And now look, everything is down. And all they have to do is say they're down because of, this foreign government cyber attacked or implanted a piece of malware into the system. And that's why we've been seeing these anomalies happen. And we could see this is exactly, I do believe, where we're all headed. Because in the end, does the deep state players, do they want people talking about the truth? Absolutely not. Actually, we had Kamala Harris at the NAACP. She was going on about how we're going to go after the social media platforms that are pushing hate. We're going to shut them down. We're going to stop them from saying certain things. Actually, if you really think about it and you just take those words and you put it into Hitler's speech, it sounds very, very similar. So basically, they want to shut down and they want to control speech, and they only want approved speech from the government. Remember, who's deciding what's hateful? This is why our founding fathers said you have the right to speak freely. You know who gets to decide what's hateful and what's not hateful? The people that are listening, not the government, not these corrupt politicians, not the fake news, the people. If you don't want to hear hateful things or what someone's saying, guess what? Don't listen. The population, the people will say, you know something? I'm not listening to that. Just like when we don't want to listen to the corrupt politicians, what do? We turn them off. And we say, you know what? We're not listening to your lies anymore. We're going to listen to Trump instead. The people are making the decision. And you know what? The best way to show who's hateful and to actually shut it down is let those people speak hate. Because you know what happens? People listen. They go, holy crap, I'm not listening to these people anymore. I'm not listening to what they're saying. And that's how you actually expose them, number one. And in the end, that's how you shut them down. And the people will make that decision. That's how our founding fathers put all this together. The people decide, not the government. Because remember, what's hateful for one person is not hateful for another. So yes, these hateful people, allow them to speak hate and let the people decide. So if someone's speaking hate on X, let's say, and the people are listening, guess what's going to happen? They're no longer going to listen. The views are going to go down. People are not going to subscribe to the channel. people are not going to listen anymore, and they're going to lose their audience. If someone's pushing misinformation and disinformation, the same thing's going to happen. We don't need the government to tell us. It happens every single day. But you could see their plan. They want to control everything. In the end, it's going to completely and utterly fail, just like everything else. But you could see their true agenda. Their true agenda is to rewrite the Constitution, actually get rid of it, and strip every single person of their rights. Because remember, the founding fathers were brilliant. They didn't say these are your privileges. They said, no, no, you're born with all of this, so nobody can take it away because God gave it to you. So how can a government take it away? They can't. They screwed the tyrannical governments, and they did it on purpose to protect the people. And that was their main motivation. And you can see the deep state players, the tyrannical governments, they can't stand that. The other countries, they just have privileges. They don't have the rights the way the people of this country have. This is why everyone looks to this country. And everyone will be looking to this country to usher in peace instead of war. And I do believe Trump, he will be ushering in peace, because we could see everything's heating up around the world. And yes, things are going to get worse and worse as time goes on. And what's very interesting, when we go back a little bit in time and we look at the Nord Stream pipeline, back then we knew that Biden administration and, you know, certain players and Ukraine, they destroyed the pipeline that Russia put in place. And that could have kicked off a war. And it looks like Russia has announced they have evidence that the U.S. and U.K. were behind the Nord Stream pipeline bombings. And they're saying at the right time, at the right moment, we're going to produce this evidence. Now, once again, once this evidence is produced, what do you think the deep state players are going to do? Remember, Seymour Hersh, he did a whole entire investigative article on this, showing that, yes, the U.S. and Ukraine, they were involved in all of this. Could this kick off a war? Absolutely. But let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting, because when the people start to understand and realize that Biden, Ukraine, they were all behind this, I think the people, they're going to be looking at this going, what in the world is happening right now? Were they really trying to start a war? And again, Trump has always said he could stop all this from happening. He can have peace. He knows all the players. Attention, patriots. You see what's happening out there? COVID, monkeypox, bird flu, the threats are constant, and we're not getting the full story from those in power. But here's the truth. You don't have to sit back and rely on them to protect you. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the fearless physician who advised the Trump administration and saved countless lives with his at-home treatments, has created Z-Stack, the original all-natural at-home preventative vitamin for COVID, flu, and other viral illnesses. This isn't just another supplement. It's a powerhouse blend of quercetin, zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D, specifically designed to fortify your immune system and keep you ready for anything. Imagine the confidence of knowing you're protected and prepared, taking your health into your own hands. This is about more than just vitamins. It's about freedom and taking back control. So don't wait for someone else to tell you what to do. Take action now. Go to ZStackLife.com and grab your bottle of Z-Stack today. Use promo code X22 at checkout to save 20%. Protect yourself, protect your family, and stay strong with Z-Stack. Once again, ZStackLife.com, and use code X22 or click the link in the description. And he does know all the players. Now, what's very interesting is we could see crime is continually getting worse in all these different cities. Remember, most of these cities are run by Democrats, and anything that they touch completely and utterly is being destroyed. They destroy everything, actually, if you really look at it. And I'm not saying every single Democrat, but a lot of the bad ones, they are definitely destroying each and every one of these cities. And crime in New York City is off the charts. And former New York Governor David Patterson, a Democrat, was left bruised and shaken after being assaulted with his stepson on Manhattan's Upper East Side. And we had all these different individuals, five, kicking and punching them when they're on the ground. This is absolutely disgusting and horrific. And this is happening in New York City, where he was a governor. Also, he's blind. It's absolutely unbelievable. And this is what Trump has been talking about. This is what everyone is witnessing. And it looks like the fake news, the deep state players, the D's, they're trying to convince us that it's really not happening. But the people, they see the truth. They understand this. They realize that in all these different cities, crime is off the charts. They can give us their little statistical number saying crime's down, but when you see all of this and when you experience all of this, people know that they're lying. And once again, they're lying about inflation. Remember, the deep state has the ability to manipulate all the statistical information to try to convince you that something's happening when it's not happening. They manipulate the crime statistics. They manipulate the gun statistics. They manipulate the inflation statistics. They manipulate the GDP statistics. They manipulate the poll statistics. Anyone seeing a common denominator here, a pattern? Yeah, they do this to try to convince you of something that's really not happening. This is the way they do it. This is why they have the fake news continually use the word like racism or racist or misogynist or patriarchy or sexist. They keep doing this over and over and over. And you see the New York Times doing this, the Washington Post, and all the fake news channels. They're continually doing this. And sometimes they're actually pointing this towards Trump, or they're just using these words to convince you that it's all over the place. And what's very interesting is that rabbit hole decided to look at the New York Times and the Washington Post, and it shows how many times they use these terms. Elon Musk responded to this, says it made the New York Times and the Washington Post unreadable. Of course, because they're following agenda. They're not actually writing articles that investigate certain things. There's no journalists anymore. All they're doing is regurgitating a certain agenda. And that's what people are saying. Just like the professor at the University of Kansas, where he told his class that if you don't vote for Kamala, those people should be lined up and shot. Well, that video got out, as we know. And now this professor is on leave. Actually, he should have been fired. Absolutely unbelievable. Because remember, at the end, he said, you know what? Scratch that. I don't want the dean to find out. But the video went viral and everyone saw it. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is you can see that Tim Walz, Doug Emhoff, you know, the wife beater. Of course, the fake news is just ignoring all of that. You know, he actually paid someone off, which is very, very interesting. They went ahead and they went into a coffee shop and they ordered coffee and donuts, whatever they all purchased, but they didn't pay for it. They just left and they had to have a staffer come back with a credit card. Did they think they were just going to get all this stuff for free? This is absolutely unbelievable. But once again, this is how they do things. And they didn't leave a tip either. See, when Trump walks into a place, he pays for it out of his own pocket. These people, they seem very, very entitled. And this is what people are starting to realize this. Now, the other thing that's really interesting, and you can see how the money laundering actually works. Tim Walz announced $52 million in grants to expand broadband access to over 7,500 homes and businesses in Minnesota. He said, by connecting Minnesotans to businesses, education, and healthcare through broadband, we're making Minnesota the best place to work, live, and do business. So $52 million. The Hodge twins decided, let's break this down for a sec. $52 million divided by 7,500 is $6,933 per home. Starlink is $400 per home. Where's that extra $6,500 per home going? This is a perfect example of government corruption and how they screw us over so they can make themselves and their buddies rich. Absolutely. So basically, this is money laundering 101. You're going to pay off all these people. You're going to make everyone rich. Because remember, with Starlink, it's $400 per home. Actually, I don't even think, even with the lines they're going to dig, is it going to really be $6,933 per home? Absolutely not. But you can see, this is how money laundering actually works. This is how they pay people off. This is how they put money back into their pockets. Can you imagine if we had a system where you weren't able just to borrow as much as you want and there was accountability? See, this always goes back to the private central bank system, because the private central bank system is a loan sharking machine. And all these people do is go back to the loan sharking machine and they say, we want this money. Don't worry, the people of the country will pay for it. We're just going to keep borrowing and borrowing, making ourselves rich, laundering the money. And once you shut down or you shut off the spigot, all of this stops. You can't fund the WEF. You can't fund the WHO. You can't fund all these ridiculous entitlement programs where they launder the money back into their own pockets. all of this disappears. And I do believe this is where we're headed. But you could see Kamala Harris, she's in trouble right now. And she's been making the rounds, going on different programs, being interviewed. And basically, I do believe they put her out there without support to actually destroy her in the end. Because I do believe they've done this with Biden. And I do believe they're doing the same thing with Kamala. And now they're panicking because their poll numbers are dropping like a rock. Trump, he put this out and said, beta male Howard Stern made a fool of himself on his low-rated radio show when he interviewed lying Kamala Harris and hit her with so many softball questions that even she was embarrassed. He looked like a real fool working so hard to make a totally incompetent and ill-equipped person look as good as possible, which wasn't very good. I dropped Howard a long time ago, like most others, and have since been credited with very good judgment. Absolutely. And what's very interesting is that since Kamala went on to CBS, CBS is now in the crosshairs, and people now are calling for the unedited version or the transcript, which we'll be getting to in just a sec. But Christopher Rufo put this out and said, journalists at CBS News now have to run their questions through a racial ideology department before going to air. This is exactly how the old Soviet commissar system worked. Massive corruption. Absolutely. And what's very interesting is that Catherine Herridge, who worked for CBS, who was fired from CBS, actually spills the tea on CBS over Kamala interview editing scandal. And this is what she put out. She said, new context. As Trump campaign calls on 60 Minutes to release full unedited transcript of Kamala Harris interview, there is a precedent. When I interviewed then President Trump in July 2020, CBS News, we posted the interview transcript. This is more complete and not the same as a transcript of the edited TV report. It's about transparency and standing behind the integrity of the final edit. So the question is, where is the transcript? They did it with Trump. Why don't they release the actual transcript? Because if they do, Kamala is screwed. Really think about it. You don't think Kamala Harris and team and Obama, they were involved in telling CBS, hey, you got to edit this? Of course they were. When they say we have nothing to do with them, that they don't control CBS, they do. Remember when they told us about Twitter? Remember when they told us about Facebook and all the rest that had nothing to do with it? Of course they did. They're lying to the public. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, with me, 60 Minutes does the exact opposite. They take everything I say, realize how totally brilliant it is, and take it out. So with Kamala, they add. With Trump, they delete it. Like the Democrat Party, they are a threat to democracy. And he's absolutely right. And Trump, he is calling to rebid all broadcast licenses to fight bias amid 60 Minutes editing scandal. He put this out on Truth. He said the following. 60 Minutes is a major part of the news organization of CBS, which has just created the greatest fraud in broadcast history. CBS should lose its license and it should be bid out to the highest bidder, as should all other broadcast licenses, because they are just as corrupt as CBS and maybe even worse. And he's absolutely right. And now the entire country, because of what they did, the entire country is talking about this and all eyes are on CBS. Go ahead, release the transcript. Remember when they always said, hey, release the Ukraine transcript, and Trump did? Well, how come they don't want to release the transcript? CBS, there is a precedent. Release the transcript. Let everyone see it. Once everyone does, Kamala, it looks like she's done. Actually, it looks like she's done now. And this is why Bill Clinton's going to help with the campaign. He's going to campaign for Harris. Obama is going to campaign for Harris. That's interesting. We have Bill Clinton, Barack Obama campaigning for Harris. I wonder if they have Michelle and Hillary waiting in the wings. That's very, very interesting. But the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Hillary is no longer popular because her book sales are in the dirt. The sales are down more than 80%. And remember, they use the book sales to actually pay off the deep state players. And this time around, the sales are so bad, maybe she's not going to get paid. But you can see where this is all going right now. Right now, the deep state players, they're panicking. They're going to have to make a decision. And it's very interesting that they brought out Bill and they brought out Barack to go on the campaign trail, which is going to bring in Obama and Clinton into focus, which is going to make it a little bit easier to bring in the other two, if they're able to do it. Maybe they won't do it. Clandestine put this out and said, remember when the DNC internal polls were leaked after the Trump-Biden debate? The Dems' internal numbers were vastly different than the public polling. They knew Trump was winning convincingly despite telling us otherwise. It's the same with Kamala. Her numbers are fake. The Dems have the internal polling, and their behavior and actions indicate they are losing by a substantial margin. Pictured are the DNC internal polls leaked back on 7-2-2024. They are losing every swing state and even New Hampshire before the debate. Yet they were telling us Biden was winning the Electoral College. They can say whatever they want on the surface, but they know Kamala is getting destroyed, and their panic proves it. Bad Hombre put this out and said, a Harris campaign staffer reveals to Axios that their Sun Belt internal polling is so bad, they're recognizing the only viable path forward for Harris is winning both Michigan and Pennsylvania, two states where she's underwater with key demographics. The staffers noted that a sense of impending doom hangs heavily over the campaign in its final weeks, with a Trump return now feeling inevitable. The joy is gone, and the charade is over. We have CNN and many other of the other fake networks saying that, listen, it's just not there. They're not going to win. The charade is over. The campaign is actually dead. And now, what are they going to do? Now, they can either, number one, swap them out, and I'm talking about Walt and Kamala, bring in two people, one that has no baggage, which is going to be Michelle Obama, even though she does have baggage, but they're going to paint her as she has no baggage. She's not in line with Biden. She's not in line with Kamala. And they can also swap out the white guy for the white woman. Now, are they going to do this? Well, they don't have that much time left, and they're going to have to make it convincing in the way they do it. They just can't say we're swapping them out. Kamala would have to be made acting president, and they could try to boost her numbers. And when that doesn't work, they can then try to do what? They can then try to swap her out by saying that she has some type of illness. Now, this might be something that they're going to try to do. Is it going to work? Maybe, maybe not. And if they can't do it, they're going to go to their post plan, which is basically manipulating the election, or actually telling everyone the election is manipulated because Trump won, and saying that it was manipulated by a foreign government. Now, of course, they're going to have to show how the elections were manipulated, which is going to be very, very interesting. They just can't say it because everyone's going to say, well, how were they manipulated? Were we cyber attacked? People might see the cyber attack. People might see the water filtration systems hit. They might see the power grid hit. They could make the case that, yes, the elections were also cyber attacked, and that's how they manipulated the election. So they're going to actually build the case for Trump that a foreign government has the ability to manipulate the elections, which means, did they do this back in 2020? Actually, they're going to prove Trump's case. And actually, they're going to bring in focus that a foreign government actually manipulated the election with domestic help. Think about this. And it looks like Tim Walz has made a statement that that America's Electoral College needs to go. That process, of course, is what the nation's founders established to make sure that a handful of major population centers would not forever control the results of the election. It gave the minority a voice. You think all the minorities and all those people, those protected groups, would love the Electoral College because it gives the minorities a voice. It's amazing how they don't like it. It allows even low population states to have an influence on the results, even if those large concentration of voters in cities and states still have more influence. Walt's statement makes it clear that he wants to destroy forever and any influence from voters in many Republican states like Oklahoma, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, and more. And his comment also is being seen as an attempt to set the groundwork for a claim that Trump stole the 2024 election. Should Trump, who is leading now, actually is declared the winner. So it looks like they're already laying the groundwork that Trump didn't win. He got help. He cheated somehow, maybe from a foreign government that manipulated the election. It feels like we're going completely full circle now. And everything that Trump said back in 2020 is now going to happen in 2024. But this time, it's going to be very, very different. Now, what's very interesting is that Fox News, CNN, they all said, listen, we'll have a debate with Trump and Kamala. Kamala rushed to accept the CNN debate. I don't think she wants to go on Fox. But Trump, he's already letting everyone know there's no reason to do it, actually, which means this is going to hurt Kamala immensely, which means her poll numbers are going to drop like a rock. This is what he put out. I won the last two debates, one with Crooked Joe, the other with Lying Kamala. I accepted the Fox News invitation to debate Kamala on September 4th, but she turned it down. J.D. Vance easily won his debate with Tampon Tim Walz, who called himself a knucklehead. I am also leading in the polls, with the lead getting bigger and bigger by the day, and leading in all swing states. The first thing a prize fighter does when he loses a fight is say that he demands a rematch. It is very late in the process. Voting has already begun. There will be no rematch. Besides, Kamala stated clearly yesterday that she would not do anything different than Joe Biden. So there's nothing to debate. Thank you for your attention to this matter, Donald J. Trump. Absolutely. So once again, we can see they have their pre-plan. Yes, voting has already started. So can they actually swap Kamala out at this point in time, or are they going to have to ride with her, which means they will not be able to use the ballots that they used back in 2020. They just won't be able to pull this off, which means I do believe they're going to be turning towards the post-rigging. And this is why they brought out the story about this Afghanistan terrorist where he was plotting an election day attack. Now, this was just to build up the narrative. And we know that this individual is controlled by the FBI, CIA. They all know about this individual. Remember, they're not bringing in upstanding citizens. They're bringing in the people that will do the dirty work for them. They know about all these people because they're in touch with them. And what's very interesting is that Nasir Ahmed Tawhidi, he worked as a security guard for the CIA in Afghanistan. He entered the U.S. on September 9, 2021, as one of Joe Biden's unvetted refugees from Afghanistan. That should tell you everything you need to know. And what's very interesting is Mayorkas was being questioned by a reporter. Greg Price put this out and said, an Afghan national who was working for the CIA was arrested for plotting a terrorist attack on election day. How was he brought here? Mayorkas refuses to answer. Reporter, we're getting conflicted answers from DHS. Mayorkas got angry. He didn't like the question being asked because once again, people now are asking the real questions. Even some reporters are asking real questions, not all of them. And they don't want to answer because, again, you could see what their plan is. They're building the narrative. We know they're going to have chaos before the election, chaos during the election, and chaos after the election. And you can see what they're building up to right now. Yes, they're going to use all these illegals that they brought in to create the chaos because most of these people are criminals. I would say the majority are criminals. And they're going to use their troops to create the chaos that they need. And remember, Trump, he trapped the deep state in all of this because the deep state took away their ability to say, we're not going to certify the election and we're going to send it back to the states. Still Boneless put this out and said, I just realized that when Trump wins, Kamala will be one to certify this election and she'll have no recourse to send back the electors because they changed the law to remove that option from the VP. What a grand finale it will be, which means if they can't do it that way, what way are they going to do it? Are we going to see something very, very similar to what happened on January 6th? Is it going to now bring it out into the open, what really happened on January 6th? Remember, the IG report is not going to come out until after the election. What do you think everyone's going to see? Everyone's going to see the truth. Everyone's going to see that the elections aren't secure. Foreign governments do have access. The elections can be manipulated, and not just in 2024, but back in 2020. They are going to prove Trump's case for him. Why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? And during this entire process, the people of this country are waking up. The people are no longer brainwashed and hypnotized by the fake news. People now are speaking out one after another. And Michelle Maxwell put this out of this individual, and I do believe his speech is very, very powerful because he let everyone know, I was brainwashed. I was hypnotized. Take a listen to what he says here.
Hello, my fellow Americans. This is my walkaway letter to America. I want to start out with an apology. I'm not good with a camera in my face. Therefore, I have to read my unsettling thoughts from this paper. Then again, maybe this will allow you to see that I'm an ordinary Joe just like you, who realizes we all have been hoodwinked and bamboozled by political officials who are supposed to work on behalf of the American citizens and have our best interests at heart and not foreign affairs or self-interest. These renegades posing as Americans want Americans to believe that America First is racist. Mayorkas of Homeland Security just announced that FEMA doesn't have enough money to fund not only the devastation of Hurricane Helene, but any other devastation that may come during the rest of the hurricane season. Why? Because of billions of dollars to fund illegal immigration, foreign affairs like Ukraine, and a political cesspool on Capitol Hill slush funds. This is criminal. But Trump's America First is racist. So if this video causes at least one person's eyes to come open, it was worth it. Therefore, I earnestly pray that this message and other walkaway messages reach beyond the echo chamber. Our message needs to reach those who are still in the blue-pilled induced matrix coma to see that this corrupt deep state system hates us all equally. I found out years ago, if you are an independent or libertarian, you as a voter are unable to vote in the primaries. I believe about 65 to 70% of Americans would choose to be independent if it ever became a major party, and so would I. Howbeit, the corrupt system forces us to choose a side. This is the beginning stage of identity politics to give a subliminal lesson in division. This is their Trojan horse. They make us declare war on one another with the two major parties. We divide and they conquer. Which is why I'm saying this message is not an indictment against the American citizens who have been made to choose rather to be a Democrat or Republican. My anger and sincere concern for our nation is directed towards our leaders in this country who have been elected or installed. Why I walked away from the Uniparty? Because I believe that they are both equally responsible for the destruction of our nation. Democrats simply destroy everything they touch, while Republicans sit in the grandstand and look, while secretly applauding the Democrats. Sometimes I think Republicans are more responsible because they use Christian principles and conservative values to make us think they're on the side of we the people. So let me give you a few reasons why I walked away and became a MAGA Republican. In 2016, I tuned out the rhetoric of the media and I listened to President Trump's message. President Trump asked for the black vote. He didn't assume, like Democrats, that he was going to get my vote because I'm black. And he didn't just ignore the black vote like Republicans have in the past. President Trump's 2017 inauguration speech would let me know that I made the correct choice. When he turned to everyone sitting behind him and said, "They have failed you, the American people." Who was sitting behind him? The Republican Party, Daddy Bush, Son Bush, the Clintons, the Obamas, and the two or three Democrats that at least had the decency to show up. Remember, the entire Democratic Party would boycott President Trump's inauguration? I continue. Then President Trump looked into the camera at the American people and would say, "But I'm transferring that power back to you, the people." The first president in my lifetime who fought and still fights for our nation and the American people. As a result of the 2020 wake-up call, I realize that there is a criminal syndicate running the entire country and everybody's a part of the crime family. But all we've heard from the disingenuous media incapable of telling the truth since 2016 that Trump is so divisive. He's a dictator, a homophobe, a xenophobe, a misogynist, a racist, a bigot. He's a danger to our democracy and now a convicted felon because of our corrupt injustice system filled with kangaroo courts. I must admit, their plan is wickedly brilliant. They use 24/7 nonstop media propaganda to condemn Trump as being the evilest man who ever lived. A plan so sinister, it would even make Judas look innocent. Unleash a destructive campaign to destroy his image in the public eye to incite such a deep hatred that people would secretly and openly applaud an assassination attempt and accuse him as the blame. A plan so diabolical, Americans will ignore the blatant corruption throughout our entire country. To say that one man has caused all of the division, chaos, mayhem, and lawlessness. In addition, excuse and turn a blind eye to a nation on life support. Because by the traitors from within and foreign adversaries, what has happened to the minds of the people? When a guy tells you, "I'll rather have communism than to have another Trump presidency," you realize we're dealing with lunatics. What would cause Americans to think this way? I'm about to tell you. This sums up the media, the enemy of the people, to a T. The media is the most powerful entity on earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and the guilty innocent. Now that's power, because they control the minds of the masses. End quote by Malcolm X. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. End quote by Nazi propagandist Joseph Goebbels. Lastly, they want us to believe that Biden, who was dead in the basement, I tell you, dead, got more votes than President Obama and any other president in history. And that Harris is going to fix all of the problems that she and Biden made together. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the hill we die on. And I'm willing to die for what I believe in, which is love of God, family, and my country. Because if we lose our freedom, then we are dead already. This is a nation in distress. Trump 2024, if you want to save America, then walk away. May God bless America. 1776, rewind.
The plan that Trump implemented, the Great Awakening, is absolutely working. Why do you think more and more people are with Trump? If you look at the colleges now, if you look at the rallies, all the deep state has is their propaganda network, couple of high-level people in Hollywood and those people that have been blackmailed, a couple of corrupt politicians, the different agencies in D.C. You know what Trump has? He has the military and the country behind him. This should tell you everything you need to know, which means the counterinsurgency is almost complete. I do believe when people realize from the election that they are the majority, the counterinsurgency is then completed. The Great Awakening is then completed, and the people are then behind Trump. And Trump is going to prove how the deep state overthrew the United States government, how the deep state cheats in the election. And the people are going to demand justice in the end. Because think about it. Think about what they've been doing to this country in the last 4 years. They've been destroying people's lives. They've been destroying the country. while lying to us every step of the way. And once people learn that these people are involved in raping children, having sex with children on Epstein Island, with Diddy and many other places, there's no coming back from this. And I do believe Trump has planned this to bury all of them. But again, he's going to use the rule of law. And I don't mean personally. I do believe there's going to be a lot of attorney generals, a lot of prosecutors around the country that are going to go after these people. Yes, there's going to be military tribunals. And I do believe accountability is coming. Justice is coming. You see, these deep state players, when they say, oh, Trump is going to use SEAL Team 6 to take everyone out, they're telling you what they would like to do. They're projecting that onto Trump because that's what they would do. You know what Trump's going to do? He's going to use the rule of law. He's going to let the jury of their peers decide, are they innocent or guilty? He's going to allow the evidence to be produced. And the people are going to be watching this. And those people that have committed treason at the highest level, the military is going to have tribunals. There is no escape from this. And justice will be served. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.